Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line, I have Ciara Cashin from the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
And thank you very much for taking the call. Now, we cover this Thank You Fund most years, but will you just tell the listeners about the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're pleased to announce the launch of the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund again this year. So the Thank You Fund gives away, this year we're giving away €130,000 in 13 grants across the country to community groups that have new ideas for projects that support youth development. So as you say, it's the sixth year of the Thank You Fund, but it's actually the first year we focused solely on youth development. In previous years, we've supported activity-based projects, but in total, over the last 5 years, we've donated €625,000 to more than 40 groups across the country, and we're pleased to say we've made a positive impact with more than 30,000 people. So we really hope to make as much of an impact for young people with this next phase of the Thank You Fund in 2016.
Now you say you're working with organisations about youth development and non-profit organisations and charities. Just for people out there who are thinking, can I apply for this? Could you go into a bit more detail about the type of people you want applying for?
Projects we're looking to hear from. Absolutely, yeah. So I suppose with this new phase of youth development, we're really we've categorised it under three groups. So we love to hear from groups that have new ideas for projects that inspire and support young people across three areas. So the first being kind of self-esteem and confidence building. So we'd love to hear about projects that help equip young people with skills for living life and work. Our second category is around well-being, so initiatives focused on providing young people with an outlet to support their mental health and well-being. So everything from creative pursuits to mentorship to community involvement. And then the third area is really around leadership. So we'd love to hear of groups that have ideas for programs that help young people to develop their leadership skills. We want to help young people to position themselves as future community, business or cultural leaders. And hopefully this funding will help to do that.
Now you say you're in the sixth year. Do you get a huge load of applications?
Yeah, typically over the last 5 years, we've received in around 200 applications each year. This year, groups that apply actually have a better chance of winning because I suppose last year we broke it up into five groups of €25,000 in grants. This year, we're giving 13 grants away. There's going to be one overall grant worth €30,000. We're going to have eight grants worth €10,000, and then we'll have four grants worth €5,000. So I suppose we felt this tiered budget or tiered granting system would give a range of groups more chances to win, and I suppose they'd have a funding bracket that would better suit their project.
So all those awards are, it'd be great money and a great help to these organisations. So how would people apply?
How people apply. So the important thing is to go to coca-cola.ie/thankyou. All applications will be received online via the website, and we'll receive entries from now until the 6th of June. So the important thing is to really dream big, think of kind of new and innovative ways to get your community engaged, and to really put down as much detail in the application process as possible.
Could you give us that website again there?
Sure, it's www.coca-cola.ie/thankyou.
And that's how do you apply?
Yeah.
And how do you whittle them down?
Yeah, so our judging panel have a tough task, really. We've two partner organisations on board with us this year. We've the Irish Youth Foundation and Youth Action Northern Ireland. So they're really going to, they have the real expertise in this area, so they're going to help us really, I suppose, shortlist to the 20 most worthy projects. So that work will happen from June to August to get to our kind of final 20 shortlisted groups. And then we invite those 20 groups in to present their ideas to the panel of judges. So at that point, we just get a little bit more of a feel for the project. We can ask a few more questions and just get a bit more detail on what's being proposed. And then we'll decide upon the 13 winning groups. So we hope to announce the winners this year in September.
It's a great thing to see Coca-Cola doing this for youth groups and NGOs. And how did this all come about, Ciara?
Yeah, so the Thank You Fund was originally set up in 2011. It was in celebration of 125 years of Coca-Cola. And really, it's our flagship initiative, our flagship community initiative, where we see ourselves giving back to the communities right across the country. So, as I said, over the last 5 years, we feel we've made a strong impact in communities across the country. And really, we're really excited now about this new direction in youth development. It's an area we feel we can play a significant role in, so we're really looking forward to seeing the entries that we receive.
Well, listen, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it really. I suppose just to encourage people from kind of across North Dublin to go online to coca-cola.ie/thankyou, and we look forward to receiving entries right across the city.
When are the awards made?
So we make the final awards in September. That's when we'll make the announcement.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We'll talk again near September when the awards are going to be
lovely.
Made.
I'd appreciate that. That's super.
Okay.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you very much, Kerry.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.